Part 10, William Jeffrey's book called Antichrist Made Known. In which are these principles following? Principle, he said, men are mistaken in saying the Romish whore of Babylon is Antichrist, and the chief city of this great whore, the mother of harlots, is the city of Rome, the Pope, cardinals, bishops, and clergy. The spirit of Antichrist denies Christ come in the flesh, and says the light within is Christ, when at the best it is but the light of nature. And this is the spirit of error and darkness, and their light is become darkness. See pages 63, 64, 68. Answer. The light which enlightens every man that comes into the world is Christ, and none can confess him in truth, nor see him, nor lift him up, as the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, but who are in the light which comes from him. And by this you have overthrown yourself. For they who confess the light in them to be Christ, which Christ said he is, these do not deny Christ to have come in the flesh. The devils confess the Son of God, and the Jews may confess he is to come, as the apostates confess he has come. But none of all these know him in the flesh, confess him come in the flesh, or know his flesh, or the flesh of the Son of Man, but who are in the light that comes from him that enlightens every man, which light was before any natural created lights were made, glorified with the Father before the world began. Walking in the light, it leads into the day, where there is no night, which light is Christ the covenant of God, and such come to know the darkness past. Now I say, neither apostates nor Jews, whose ears are stopped, and eyes closed to that of God in them, nor that are inwardly ravened, having sheep's clothing, who are Babylon, who are the harlot, who is the mother of them all, who are ravened inwardly from the Spirit of God. None of all these can confess Christ come in the flesh, but only from reading Scripture. For these do not know his flesh or him in their flesh. The devil is out of the truth, and truth is atop of him. The Jews' eyes must be opened, and their ears unstopped before they know his flesh. The apostates must come all to what they have ravened from inwardly the Spirit of God, before they come to know Christ's flesh, and are of his flesh, and eat his flesh, and confess that Christ is come in the flesh, who is the offering and the sacrifice of the whole world that makes the peace between God and man, and perfects forever those who are sanctified. The top stone laid atop of all sin, and transgression, death, hell, and grave, as he bruises the serpent's head. Here is no Babylon, here is no Antichrist, and this the Quakers confess with the light within them. All upon the earth are Antichrists, who do not know Christ, nor know Christ to have come in the flesh. These are absent from the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, and do not confess it, but deny it. All sects, bishops, mother of harlots, Antichrists, popes, cardinals, and clergy, Babylon, Romish whore, who are gotten up since the days of the apostles, inwardly ravened, having had the sheep's clothing. Any of these that are ravened are not likely to own the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world. Rather, they belong to Babylon, and so are harlots, and so waters, and so from the rock. Principle, and he said, the whore will confess Christ come in the flesh. Satan transforming himself into an angel of light, he makes the fountain of waters bitter. The sweet promises, the water of life, which makes glad the city of God, he makes like wormwood and changes the taste of them. Pages 72, 74. Notice, the man has now totally contradicted his previous statement, which was, the spirit of Antichrist denies Christ is come in the flesh. Now he says, the whore will confess Christ come in the flesh. He is confused at best. The whore will confess Christ walk the earth in flesh as a man, but the whore's false prophets will not confess that Christ has come into their flesh as the anointing that teaches them all things. The whore's false prophets' spiritual ears are stopped and eyes blinded, so that they cannot hear the voice of the Lord or see his light. Thus they have no teaching from the Lord, and they are ravened from the Spirit of God. Answer. Antichrist, the mother of harlots, false prophets, which went forth from the apostles, as in John's epistle, these will confess Christ come in the flesh as you do, and all sects upon the earth. Else without the sheep's clothing you could not deceive the nations. So you have brought the nations, tongues, people, languages, and multitudes to be like waters. But these are the waters which now begin to grow bitter. For neither the devil, nor Antichrist, nor false prophets, nor mother of harlots, who are gone from the truth, and are inwardly ravened, though they may have the sheep's clothing, can touch the waters of life, nor the fountain, to make the waters bitter that make glad the city of God. For you who are inwardly ravened, who have got the sheep's clothing, as the devil who went out of the truth, you get scriptures, and your confession of Christ is as his. The inward raveners, who, since the days of the apostles, the world has been after, have gotten the scriptures, and being out of the truth with the devil are the deceivers of the nations. And there are out of the truth the beast, false prophet, antichrist, mother of harlots, deceivers, man of sin, devil's messengers and ministers, and the damnable heresies. Their tongues are waters, their peoples are waters, their nations waters and multitudes waters. All on heaps about scriptures, destroying one another about the prophets, apostles, and Christ's words, and ministers' maintenance. Now the devil, the beast, false prophets, and antichrist are taken, and the mother of harlots, and cast in the lake of fire, and Babylon is confounded, and the everlasting gospel shall be preached to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. And as for all the rest of the stuff in your book, your pack of confusion, Babylon's children, it will fall heavy upon yourself, and be your own burden, and press you under, which in the day of your judgment you shall remember that I am a friend to all souls. There is neither Jew that professes a Christ that was to come, nor Christian that professes a Christ has come, nor anyone upon the earth, though you have all the scriptures, knows the flesh of Christ, but who owns the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world. For the Jews knew not the flesh of Christ, though they had scriptures, but crucified him, whose ears were stopped and eyes closed to that of God in them. The Gentiles knew not the flesh of Christ, who were astray from the life of God. Neither do those called Christians know the flesh of Christ, who are inwardly ravened from the Spirit of God in them, though they have gotten all the sheep's clothing, and taught Christ is come, and died at Jerusalem, as the Jews could say of him to come, and to be born at Bethlehem. Yet they could not confess him come in the flesh, nor did know his flesh. No more do these Christians know his flesh, though they have all the form of godliness. But who come to the seed, Christ himself, they know it in them. Then they shall know the one offering, atop of all the world's sects, for the sins of the whole world. For none know the flesh of Christ, nor as God was in Christ, but as they come to the light with which they are enlightened, which you hate know him not, but it is your condemnation, and that you shall all feel at last. So the one offering, which is Christ, is set over the whole world, and his flesh the world knows not, nor the princes of the world. But where the seed is come out of the grave, it knows him, the seed knows him, and these are of his flesh and of his bone, it is their meat and drink. And Christ is now come, who treads the winepress alone without the city. Though all the beasts and false prophets and antichrists upon the earth rise against him, yet the Lamb and the saints shall have the victory, and the nations shall be ruled with a rod of iron. And he who was dead is alive again. He by whom the world was made is manifest, and he rules in his saints, and the tabernacle of God is with men. Principle. And whereas you say, that Antichrist will be a single person. Answer. Which is contrary to the Apostle, 1 John 2:18-19, who said, Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know it is the last time, and they went out from us, but they were not of us. The Antichrists are they who are against Christ. The agreement of divers ministers of Christ, so called, in the county of Worcester and parts adjacent, which are 58 in number. Some of their principles follow. Principle, they say, they have sought God's direction out of the scriptures, which they call his holy word, and what is the greatness of their work, and edification, and salvation of souls. And do humbly bewail our too great neglect, who have not frequently and earnestly labored in so great a work, and especially that we have done no more in catechizing and personally instructing. See page 3. Answer. It was the minister's work before the apostasy to go from house to house and warn all both small and great, yes, with tears. This was the work of the ministry in the Spirit. They were in the Spirit that gave forth scriptures, and so brought people into the life that gave them forth, with which they were able to instruct one another and to stir up the pure in one another. The work of the apostles, the ministers of the gospel and Christ, was to bring people into the life that gave forth scriptures, and into the substance, Christ Jesus, that the scriptures testified of. But you who are willing to seek in the letter for it, in the scripture for it, and have do not have the life from within, as those had who gave forth the scripture and received it of God, are never likely to bring children to God. When truth comes, as it did among the Pharisees, which came to end their forms, and their shadows, the builders stood up, and rejected it in their forms. Now, since the days of the apostles, those who have had the scriptures, but who are inwardly ravened from the Spirit of God, are standing against the light, Christ Jesus, who enlightens every man that comes into the world. And so you get people into a form and cover them with sheep's clothing. But now that Christ has come, reigns and rules, and his saints with him, all rise up in arms against him, kings of the earth, beast, and false prophets, the dragon and his angels. But the Lamb and the saints shall have the victory, glory to the highest. So that is but the blind zeal that is stirred up in the apostates, against Christ in this age, as it was in the Jews against Christ in their age. But Jews must come to what they close their eyes and stop their ears against, and the apostates must come to what they have ravened from before they are stirred up in the pure zeal. Principle. And you say, aged men are commonly more ignorant than the younger sort, and are unskillfulness and others' unfitness for the work. Page 7. Answer. Your unskillfulness and the ignorance of your old men is because you have been ignorant of the work of God. Therefore is there so much ignorance among you and the old men. And this you may publish to the nation to your shame. Who will be catechized instructed by unskillful men and ignorant men? But this is it, that your folly might appear, and that you might publish it forth, and set it upon the housetops, that all who run ahead might read you 58 pastors and teachers, and your young men as your old men. Principal, you say, we receive the public maintenance government enforced tithing from those in his parish, to this end, that we may be enabled to lay out our endeavors for the good of the whole parish from where we receive it. And we are further obliged in justice to do our best for their salvation. He is saying, since we receive money, we are further obliged in justice to do our best for their salvation. What lack of confidence? What lack of certainty? What lack of hope? The money obligates him to try. Jesus spoke of such hirelings, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. John 10:11-13 answer. How can men who are ignorant and unskillful, and the old men are yet foolish, and of your unfitness do good for the salvation of men, when the old men are so ignorant, yes, more than the young? But it is the public maintenance that enables you, which did not enable the apostles. And that is the thing which you in the apostasy have looked at. For take away that from you, and pluck down your schools and colleges, and we would have only a few ministers in England among you, but few instructors. So these are all made by men, since the days of the apostles, in the apostasy, and teach for filthy lucre, and the love of money, which is disapproved of by Paul and Timothy. Take away your public maintenance, and few of you would be able to preach the gospel freely. If this trial was made to prove you, it would be found that your God was your belly, and him your belly, it was you served. And him you belly, it is that helps and enables. But Christ and God was always the enabler of his true ministers, and true prophets and true apostles, whose the earth was in subjection to their spirits, and they trusted in him, in Christ by whom all things were made that were made and created. Principle. It astonished us many times, you say, when we have talked with some of our hearers, that they knew so little of our doctrine, which we have taught to them many years. It is sad to us to hear many men that can talk so about matters of the world understandingly, that can scarcely speak a word of sense about the matters of their salvation, or scarcely give a reasonable answer to a question of the fundamentals of Christianity. Page 19. Answer, thus you have spoken to your shame, and it is manifest that here is, like people, like priest. This shows you have not profited them at all, and it shows that the apostles' words are fulfilled among you, the doctrines and commandments of men perish in the using. And who are greater in the world in striving for the earth, for maintenance, for tithes, casting into prison, hailing before courts and sessions, than you who have called yourselves pastors and ministers of the gospel, who have declared your fruits to the entire nation? You are as unlike the ministers of Christ as are your hearers are unlike Christians, by your own admission, without reproving one another. The apostle reproved those who taught for filthy lucre. Christ reproved those who were called of men master, and reproved those who taught for money, and for means, and those that minded earthly things. But how can you reprove these things and live in the things yourselves? How can one reprove another, and be in the same thing himself? This will stink among all sober men, and set you all on heaps among one another as you are. So how can you or your people either know anything of the fundamentals of religion or salvation when you deny the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world? Which denial denies Christ Jesus, the foundation of God, the wisdom of God, the end of the prophets, and of the law, types, figures, and shadows. You have denied the very key that opens to it. Therefore you all come short of the glory of God, and teachers and people are all fallen into ignorance since the days of the apostles in the apostasy. But now Christ has come and is coming to reign. Principal, they say, upon the sad experience of men's ignorance, we have been brought to consideration of our neglect, and our hearts have been brought low to think how we have wronged Christ, lest God should require your blood at our hands, page 19. Answer, repent, repent. For you have long deceived the people, and their blood will lie upon you, and the blood of many, that has been shed in the nation, who have died in prison and been whipped, stocked, and beaten through your encouragements, their blood lies upon you all. Repent, the judgment of the great whore is come. The magistrates begin to see you, and you shall not ride upon them. Of your ignorance and that of all your hearers, you may well cry out. Repent, and come to the light which Christ Jesus has enlightened everyone with all that comes into the world, to give you the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, out of the ignorance. None come to the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, but who come to the light that shines in their hearts, yes, in darkness, which Christ has enlightened them withal. Where it shines out of darkness, it gives them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. And all are ignorant who are from the light and wrong Christ, and you have all wronged him that have denied the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, who are inwardly raven from it, and have had the sheep's clothing, and so have kept people in ignorance, blindness, and darkness. But now the true light shines, the day of glory is dawning, Christ and the saints are reigning and have the kingdom. Glory to the Lord forever. Principal, they say, alas, that any reasonable soul should be so brutish. Most of their lives are spent in ignorance and worldliness, living in the flesh. See page 24. Answer, here are the fruits of your ministry. Are not you ashamed to manifest your fruits thus to the whole nation? Is this like a vineyard, that your people that you have taken maintenance of, and the magistrates, should give you maintenance all this time, and your people spend most of their lives in ignorance, worldliness, and the flesh? Is this like the fruits of the ministers of Christ, or the fruits of the false prophets that have not profited the people at all? Did not the apostles keep them from those who bewitched them and would have brought them into the flesh? They ministered to the Spirit and got out the wheat and the corn. Are not you 58 ministers ashamed to publish such a thing to the nation, as to say a reasonable soul should be so brutish? Can what is reasonable be brutish? What is brutish? Wars against the soul. But this is only to discover your ministry and what you minister to, and that of the soul you are ignorant. Principal, they say, is it not a pity that God should have any reasonable creature that does not know not his Maker, or his laws, or his own happiness? Is it not a pity that after all that Christ has done and suffered for the world, any that calls themselves disciples should know so little of him and the salvation, and should set so light by him? Page 26. Answer. In this all you pastors and teachers have shown your work. What, do not the creatures yet know their Maker? What, are they still heathen? What, do not the creatures yet know God's laws? What, worse than the Jews and heathens? They who call themselves the disciples of Christ and Christians know him so little after Christ has suffered for them. What has been your work all this while? What have you been doing? For what have you had wages that they know him so little who has suffered for them and their salvation and should set so light by him? How can they prize him or see any light from Christ when you keep them from the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world? Without which light none see salvation, and none see Christ who suffered but with it and by it, and none come to see and know Christ's end and the end of God's law and prize him and set much by him but by the light. Do not reasonable creatures know the law of God? Are not reasonable creatures in the faith? Are not the unreasonable out of the faith now, who do not know their Maker, nor his law, and little of the suffering of Christ, or their own happiness, and know little of their salvation, and set light by Christ? Are not all these your fruits? Are not all these your hearers that you complain of to the nation? Have not you now discovered yourselves in this to be those that have the form of godliness, but deny the power? Are you not those who keep people always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth? But are such as are led away with many lusts, and laden with sins? Now are you complaining that your people serve the lust of the flesh, and the earth, not knowing their Maker, nor his laws, nor their salvation, and setting light by Christ? This you may complain of with shame, for you are such as crept into houses before the apostles' decease, and since you have gone over the world. But now you are discovered with what gives to see the end of the apostasy and apostates, which gives to see before the world was made. Principal. They say, if the gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are lost. Whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them, who is the image of God. And the people perish when visions fail, page 28. Answer. Whoever does not believe in the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world, the God of the world blinds their minds. Everyone that comes into the world is enlightened, that through the light they might believe. Everyone who believes in the light has the witness in himself and abides not in the darkness, but has the light of life. You who keep people from the light that enlightens everyone are the messengers of Satan out of the truth, and the God of the world blinds the minds of such as do not believe in the light that every man who comes into the world is enlightened withal, that all through it might believe. Who believes in it, who enlightens every man, the light of the glorious gospel shines in them, which is the image of God. Principle, and you say, visions are ceased and revelations and direct inspirations. Answer. But I say, repent, every one of you, and come to the light. For the burdensome stone is fallen upon you, and all who stand against the light, that enlightens every man that comes into the world, shall split yourselves against the rock and be ground to powder. And everyone that comes into the world, teachers and professors whatsoever, must come unto the light which Christ Jesus the salvation, that saves the soul, has enlightened them with before they come to life or know the light of the glorious gospel shining in their hearts, or come to the end of the law, or end of the prophets, or end of the revelation, or out of the apostasy, or out of the Jews' state, whose ears were stopped, and eyes blinded, out of the Gentiles' state that go astray after the vanities of their mind. So all you, and all upon the earth, Jews, Gentiles, and Christians of whatever sort, must come to the light, which every one of you is enlightened with, before every particular comes to see his salvation or satisfaction. Yes, the salvation to the ends of the earth, the glory of Israel, the light of the Gentiles. The apostate Christians have ravened from the Spirit of God within them, have got the form, but stand against the light that enlightens every man. Such have caused the way of truth to be evil spoken of, yes, among other nations of the heathens. They have been hot and broiled in their lusts, having had the form of godliness and sheep's clothing, but all standing against the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, smiting and striking their fellow servants. Such must have their portion with the hypocrites, but now the Lamb is come, and the saints reign with him, who to everyone will give a reward according to their works. And the Lamb and the saints shall have victory, him by whom the world was made, before it was made glorified with the Father before the world began. Now has the seed Christ come to reign, and the just have preeminence. And I say to you all, the subscribers to all these books, priests, professors, teachers whatsoever, your patience would have better covered your shame and folly than your heat, extremes, and rashness. But your folly must come forth, that to all men it might appear. Abundance more of stuff is in it, which is not worth mentioning, whose words shall be your own burden. The witness in all your consciences in the day of your judgment, when your works are all tried with fire, shall answer. I am a friend of your souls and your eternal good, but judge your fruits, words, and actions, for the day of the Lord will come that will try every man's work. John Stallam, who calls himself a servant of the great Bishop of Souls, who watches over a flock at Turling in Essex, in his book called The Reviler Rebuked. These are some of his principles. Principle, he said, direct as from God without an intermediary teacher, raptures and revelations seduce simple people's minds. And the perverse principles of their self-adorning light. And the Quakers deny all external worship of divine authority as not to be found among us. And let learning be advanced among pious men, for God has his witty and learned ones. And the life of their religion is the rule of the Holy Scriptures, the glory of the Blessed Trinity. See his epistle to the Protector. Answer. The life of religion is the Spirit that gave forth Scriptures. For all that have the Scriptures and are out of that are in the feigned religion. And the Scripture nowhere speaks of a Trinity, but the Papists, who are apostatized from the life of the Scripture. It speaks of Father, the Word, and Holy Ghost, and the water, Spirit, and blood, and the learned ones upon earth never know Christ with all their natural learning. If someone has all the natural learning upon the earth, and the Scriptures in all the natural languages, and one supreme power of a nation tolerates all these languages to be the original, and they have the Scriptures in all these languages, these are witty ones. But these do not know God nor Christ by all this, though they have all the Scriptures, while they are without the Spirit of God that gave forth Scriptures. For what brings to know God is the revelation of the Spirit of God, the light which does not deceive the mind. But their minds are deceived that are from the light. All worship that is in the truth and in the Spirit that gave forth the Scriptures called the Old and New Testament, we own and is owned among the Quakers. For God, who is a Spirit, led his servants and prophets and Son by his Spirit to speak forth the Scriptures, which Christ the Son has come to fulfill, who said, "They who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth," and that among the Quakers is owned. And the light which comes from Christ leads from perverse principles and from adorning self, for it leads out of its righteousness. But perverse men ever stood against it in all ages, and so spurned at the foundation and overthrow themselves. Principle, he said, the Spirit speaking in the Scriptures, and them that say they have no sin, a gracious heart will slight and despise. He said, the kingdom of God is not within them, Luke 4, and said, the soul prepares itself for death. See Epistle to the Church. The man not only makes things up, he denies plainly stated Scriptures. Luke 17:20-21. 1 John 3:8-10, Rom 6:18-22. He alludes to the taking 1 John 1:8 out of context. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us, and say that proves no one can ever be without sin, ignoring the statement before and next statements. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. We start as sinners before being cleansed. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word has no place in our lives. 1 John 1:7-10. When you examine these verses in lieu of the verses before and after the above three, this is the meaning. We go to the light, Jesus, to quietly listen and watch, hoping for purification by his blood and grace. If we go claiming to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, have no humility, and get no help. The truth is not in us. If when he, the light, shows us our sins and we confess them, he will forgive and purify us. But if when he, the light, shows us our sins, and if we claim to be without the sin he has shown us, thinking he is not the truth, thinking whom we hear to be a liar, we have thus failed to repent of our sins, and his word fails to be planted in our heart so that it can control us in the future. Thus we have rejected Christ. But if we accept his conviction, confess, and him the word or light as truth, his word stays in our heart to keep us from sin. John in the next verses continues, "My little children, these things I write to you, so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know him, if we obey his commands. He who says, I know him, and does not obey his commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever obeys his spoken words, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked." 1 John 2:1-6, starting as spiritual little children, if we obey the word that we hear him say to us or what he shows us in the light, Jesus being the light and the word. And if we abide in him, we are of the truth and we know we are in him. And God's love is perfected in us, resulting in us walking as Jesus walked in love and truth. We progress from little children to become young men that have overcome the wicked one, to then become fathers in the truth. We grow up to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Answer: such as had gracious hearts never despised him that had no sin, but the ungracious did. As for example, all the Pharisees against Christ and against the apostles and saints. The apostle told the Romans they were made free from sin, and they who were dead to sin, how could they live any longer in it? He did not slight them, but encouraged them. So we find you to not be a minister of Christ, and have proved and tried your spirit to be of those Christ described who say they are apostles and are not. The Spirit spoke in those who gave forth the Scriptures, so they were declared forth. Men may have the Scriptures and not know the Spirit that spoke in those who gave forth Scriptures. That is the cause that all people are on heaps about the words and saying, the Spirit speaks in the Scriptures, which spoke in the holy men of God that spoke them forth and learned of God the Father of spirits. So who have not the Spirit only have the letters, the written Scriptures, and are ministers of the letter and not of the Spirit. And the kingdom of heaven is within you, said Christ in Luke 17 to the Pharisees, and you say with or among them. And I say, that is the kingdom within them which never consented to sin, and in you all which one day you shall witness, which the eye and ear of the gazer and observer abroad is closed and stopped to, which he must come to before he be as a little child, and know the leaven that leavens up the new lump, and know the kingdom, which is like unto a grain of mustard seed. And where the diligent waiting is, the soul comes to live, and the everlasting covenant is felt. You who bring souls to be prepared for death, you are more likely to do that than to present them to God. You are a slayer and executioner, so not a servant to the bishop of souls, where the soul lives and rejoices and comes out of death and magnifies God the Savior. So the work of all the ministers of Christ is to prepare souls out of death for life. Principle, he said, the Bible is the soul's physician, and people must depend upon the Spirit speaking in the Scriptures. He said, the person of Christ is not his manhood, and the natural light the Quakers call Christ within and nature grace. And said, the body of sin is in the believer till he lay down the body. See his epistle. Answer, the soul's refreshment is Christ, and its physician is Christ. Many have the Bible and do not know it, like the Scriptures that the Pharisees had. The soul's physician is what the Scriptures speak of. Many may have the words, the Bible, and yet do not have what the Bible speaks of, and they who have what it speaks of have both. And many holy men had their soul's physician before the Scriptures were written and printed, and they who had the Spirit that gave forth Scriptures had the soul's physician, and they knew all the springs were in God, and the soul was in the Lord's hand. Those who are in the Spirit depend upon the Spirit, and they come to see the Scriptures by the Spirit from which they were given forth, and such come into the unity of the Spirit. The light, which is Christ within, by which all things were made and created, was before the natural lights were, and before nature, for all the natural things that were made by the light, Christ Jesus, who is the wisdom of God, by which all things were made, with which wisdom we see over the natural lights and over nature. The grace that comes from the throne that brings salvation, which is the saint's teacher, teaches not to call nature grace. And he who believes is born of God, and he overcomes the world, and enters into his rest and shall never die. He who believes has victory, yes, while he is upon the earth. He comes to witness the circumcision that puts off the body of sin and makes free from it, which the synagogue of Satan cannot witness. Principle, he said, the Scriptures are the word of God, page 4. And the Spirit is given by the letter. And he said, the Spirit proceeds from what is put within the book or Bible, page 5, and I judge those who pretend the Spirit without the Scriptures. And the Scripture is a more sure rule than visions and revelations, page 7. And God that gave the letter gives the Spirit with it, and by it, page 9, he says, the letter gives the Spirit. The letter which kills and is dead cannot give the Spirit which if life. 2 Cor 3, 6. Jesus tells us that the words he speaks to us are Spirit and give life. John 6, 63. Notice Jesus did not say the words you read out of Scripture or my words in Scripture. He says, I judge those who pretend the Spirit without the Scriptures. He is ignoring the entire book of Job, which is filled with wonderful Christian principles stated from men who had not a single Scripture. These ancient men show far superior knowledge of God to any of today's ministers in Christendom. George Fox has in paper, The Heathen's Divinity, to the shame of Christians, citing all the examples in Scripture of men without Scripture who had knowledge and revelation from God. Answer. God gave the Spirit before he gave forth Scriptures. The devil and wicked men may get Scriptures, but they have not the Spirit, and none have it, but as they come to feel it given from God, as it was given to those who gave forth Scriptures. So people are to find the Spirit of the Father speaking in them, as it did in those who gave forth Scriptures. Then the Spirit answers to the Spirit that gave forth Scriptures. Then there is a unity with the words and with God of whom they learned. But many may have the Bible and not know the Spirit that spoke it forth, but be erred from it. The Scriptures are the words of God, the words of truth. God spoke all these words. He who adds to these words, the words of God are pure. Christ is the Word. His name is called the Word of God, who is before the words were spoken forth, who comes in the volume of the book to fulfill the words. The Spirit was before the Scripture was given forth, for it led them to speak it all forth, the words of God, as they had learned of God, so the Spirit does not come from the Scriptures, but the Scriptures comes forth from the Spirit. Many had the Scriptures, and did not know the revelation, and judged the revelation of the Son of God, and judged Christ who was come, the end of the vision which was for an appointed time. So therein you have concluded yourself to be among those who have the Scriptures, and set them up beyond the revelation of the Son of God, which is the end of Scriptures, and none know the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son reveals him, though they may have all the Scriptures. The things of God are revealed by the Spirit of God. Principle, and he said, the Scriptures are the rule and the guide of saints. And said, the old administration of the covenant of grace is abolished, page 13. He who understands Matt 11, 2:27 of direct revelation only, shuts out all indirect revelation by the Scriptures, and falsely accuses the Lord of the Scripture, page 14. And the apostle did not say that the Spirit reveals the deep things of God. If we should deny the Scriptures to be the rule, we should deny the Scriptures of God, page 18. God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. 1 Cor 2:10 Since the Spirit reveals the deep things of God, then the Spirit should be the rule, not a book subject to misinterpretation without the Spirit. Further, the Spirit speaks in every language, in every dialect, understandable to every man, reviewing the experiences of a man's life with visions and understandings to him, so that every man can understand exactly what the Spirit is saying. Reading a book cannot do the same. Revelation is the only way to know God. Revelation is the only way to know the things of God, because what may be known of God is revealed in them, for God has shown it to them. Rom 1:19. Reading about God is no substitute for meeting him and being taught by him. Answer. The saints' rule was the Spirit that gave forth the Scriptures, and the Word of God which fulfills the Scriptures. Without him, they can do nothing, even if they have all Scriptures. The Spirit of truth shall lead into all truth. And none know the Scriptures, nor God, nor can be a minister of the Spirit by an indirect revelation, but can only be a minister of the letter. For who are ministers of the Spirit are directly taught and authorized by God, and are in the direct revelation of the Scriptures to them by the Spirit that gave them forth. And these minister to the Spirit, and bring people to God the Father of spirits, that they may know what to reveal to others they minister to. All those who have the Scriptures and not the Spirit that gave them forth are on heaps about words and lack the rule. The covenant of grace, which is the end of the old covenant, is witnessed and established, and cannot be abolished, which ends the decaying covenant. As for abolishing the covenant of grace, you do not know of what you speak. The apostle said, the deep things of God were revealed by the Spirit of God, and no one knows the Scriptures and the things of God, but as God reveals them by his Spirit. In this you have shown your ignorance of that Spirit, which guided the saints to God the Father of spirits, which revealed unto them the deep things of God, with which Spirit again the Scriptures are known, and which Spirit always ruled the saints and guided them up to God and to speak forth the Scriptures. They did not deny the saints' words spoken before, but were in unity with them in the Spirit, and so came to the spirits of just men, which none do but those who have come into the saints' rule that gave forth Scriptures. So people have had the Scriptures, but have been inwardly ravened from the Spirit, you and the rest of your fellows, and have been all on heaps about words, and so void of the revelation that they were in that gave forth Scriptures. For all are unlearned upon the earth who are not in the direct inspiration as they were that gave forth the Scriptures, and in the tongue of the unlearned like the Egyptian sea. Principle, he said, printing was a rare invention, and it was the gift of God, page 21, and only God's servants preached by the written copies, and since by the printed volume, page 22. God's servants in the early church only had the Old Testament. So how could they preach the gospel? Obviously, they did not need scrolls to speak by. They spoke the word of God, which is the Spirit of God, with words supplied by the Spirit of God at that moment. All the early Christians taught one another with the word of Christ that was in their hearts. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with words from Christ in your hearts, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Call 3:16 Their worship service had no one preacher, and they all spoke from the Spirit. How is it then, brothers? When you assemble together, may every one of you have a psalm, a doctrine, a tongue, a revelation, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. But not brought already prepared, rather all was received in the meeting from the Spirit. If any men speak in an unknown tongue, let it be limited to two, or at the most to three, and that by taking turns, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let them keep silence in the church, and let them speak to themselves and to God. Let 2 to 3 prophets, those inspired by the Spirit to teach or preach, speak, and let the others judge what they hear. If anything is revealed to another that sits by, let the first cease talking so that the second may declare his or her revelation. In this way you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. For the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of order and peace, as in all churches of the saints. 1 Cor 14, 26-33 Answer. What men have invented is not the gift of God. In regard to men, only preaching from the copies written, and since by the volumes printed. In this have you shown that you have had only the sheep's clothing, and that has been it which has made you ministers. For they who were the ministers of the Spirit, their preaching was not from copies and volumes. That did not make them ministers, but what they had received from the Lord, that they declared, and were not ministers of copies and writings only. If you had the copy and writings of the Scripture, in the life that gave them forth, you would have gathered people into the unity. But being ravened from it, you bring them all upon heaps. Principle: the letter or writing of the Spirit of God is the law, and touchstone, page 23. He said, the Scriptures are the spiritual sword, page 26. And the Scriptures are the ground of all saints' actions, and have not I written unto you excellent things in counsel and knowledge, page 32. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength. Rev 1:16. The words from Jesus' mouth are the sharp sword. It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life-giving. John 6:63. And then that wicked one, the man of sin within you, will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth, and destroy with the brightness of his coming. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. The words spoken are the sharp sword. Words read from the Bible have no life. Words read from the Bible cannot cut down deceit. Words from the Bible can be misinterpreted. Obviously, there are 41,000 sects with different opinions on the meaning of the Bible's words. But words from the Spirit are tailored exactly to the hearts of the hearer, and the hearts of the hearers are prepared to hear by the Spirit. Answer: the Pharisees had scriptures and did not have the Spirit that gave them forth, so they lacked the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and stood against the substance of the scriptures. They had scriptures, but they were out of the saints' conduct, for they turned against the just. And so upon the earth do all who have the scriptures, but are out of the Spirit that gave them forth. They are out of the ground of the saints' actions. None know the excellent things written of knowledge or counsel, but who are in the Spirit that gave forth scriptures. Though they have the scriptures in their own knowledge and wisdom, yet they do not understand the excellent things written, until they come into the Spirit that gave them forth. So you are a man not dividing the word correctly. Many may have the scriptures. Yes, the whole world may have the scriptures, and not being in the Spirit that gave them forth, they break into sects among one another. The devil may come with scriptures, but has not the Spirit to fight with all who is out of the truth. Principle: he said, women are excluded from speaking, though endued with more than ordinary gifts, and they are not allowed to teach. See page 34. And the canon of the apostles is the key to open the scriptures, and the sure word of prophecy is the scriptures. See page 38. Which is a more sure word than a direct voice from heaven? He said, the word which the apostle speaks of to the Romans in the mouth and in the heart is the gospel promises without. Deut 30:14. And the scriptures, books, and chapters is the light that shines in man's heart, and the new creature is too narrow for a rule. See page 44. He said, the word of prophecy is the scriptures, which is a more sure word than a direct voice from heaven. Which voice he refers said, this is my beloved Son, listen to, believe, and obey him. Luke 9:34-35. What a statement! Words from the scriptures are more sure than a direct voice from heaven. So this man would rather read the Bible than have God talk to him. What a religion! The fact that this man is willing to write such a ludicrous statement testifies to how pathetically confused Christendom had become in the 17th century, and it is even worse today. He said, the word which the apostle speaks of to the Romans in the mouth and in the heart is the gospel promises without. Deut 30:14. Notice how he quotes Deut 30:14 as though it supports his atrocious statement. Below is Deut 30:14. But the word is very near to you in your mouth and in your heart so that you may obey it. Deut 30:14. Notice there is nothing about gospel promises or anything related being without in this scripture. He is a deceiver. He makes things up to try to discredit the scripture's plain statement because he wants us to believe the word is the Bible and the light is the Bible. So maybe he would want John 1:1 to be changed to, "In the beginning was the word the scripture, and the word the scripture was with God, and the word the scripture was God." Of course, this is a painful lie to most people. False prophets such as this man would have you believe you are saved, while still immersed in sin and the involved in the pursuits of the world. From the word of God within, to those of you who sit in complacency, doing nothing, the sword is for all of you that love the world and the deceivableness of lust. I will devour the earth. Answer: the new creature is subject to the law of God, for he is in Christ who is the end of law, types, figures, shadows, and parables, and there is rule, direction, counsel, wisdom. The old man comes to be subjected, which is not subject to the law of God. And here comes the blessing and the peace of the Israel of God, who walk according to the rule of the new creature. For he walks in the life that gave forth scripture, which the old man walks out of. He may say, the scripture is his rule, but if he is not subject to the witness of God in himself, nor owns the light which Jesus Christ has enlightened him withal, but does the evil and loves the darkness, the light is his condemnation. And the law is light, and the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And many have had the Old and New Testament and stand against the light, the spirit of prophecy within. Many may have the scriptures, books, and chapters and stand against the light, Christ Jesus, that enlightens everyone that comes into the world. And so they put the letter for the light and walk from the light in their own particulars, which should lead them into a new life. Such come not to know the new life or the blessing of the Israel of God. And the woman, the Evah, must be silent, for she was first deceived. And the woman Jezebel, that calls herself a prophetess, that must not be allowed to teach or to usurp authority. But Christ in the male and Christ in the female is beyond the first Adam, or Evah, or she who calls herself a prophetess, or the great whore that reigns over the kings of the earth. There are all their languages under. Christ in the females shall comprehend this as well as in the males, and give judgment, and the daughters shall prophesy as well as the sons. Those who limit or quench the spirit in the males or females are those who are apostatized and ravened inwardly from the spirit of God, and despise prophecy, having only the sheep's clothing. Such as you, and know not the spirit, but are ravened from it, the spirit of God that has power over all flesh, and so make yourselves ignorant of it, and are such as quench it in others. The spirit of God and the apostles being witnessed, it opens the scriptures. The Spirit is the key that lets to see what has been since the days of the apostles, and has ruled and reigned, and had the dominion, the wolf in the sheep's clothing, which has deceived the nations. And such as have led the world, and brought them all upon heaps, and have never heard the voice of God, as they have published in the nation in print, nor the voice of Christ, and have not the same infallible spirit the apostles had, and no direct revelation nor inspiration as they had. So these wolves in sheep's clothing have taken away the key of knowledge from among people since the days of the apostles. As for the word canon, you may go to the papists for that. The apostles showed the fulfilling of the scriptures, that Christ was come, and the apostles saw what Christ said would come, those who inwardly ravened went forth from them, whom the world has gone after. We now, with the same spirit the apostles were in, which you all are ravened from, do see you, and what has reigned since the days of the apostles. Now is the fulfilling of the prophets. The word was in the apostles and in the saints. Yes, the word of faith, and this comes to fulfill the scripture, this word of faith which was preached in the heart and in the mouth, and which was promised before. The light that shined was in the apostles' hearts, and the sure word of prophecy that did let them see and foresee was in the hearts of people, which led them to give forth scriptures. What fulfills the scriptures, the prophecy, is of Christ, who ends it. And the spirit that led them to speak it forth was the spirit of prophecy. Many may have the scriptures and not have the more sure word of prophecy. Many may have the scriptures as the Pharisees had and stand against the revelation of the Son of God from heaven, which is surer, for he was before scripture was, who ends the scriptures. For many may have scriptures and be out of the life and not know the revelation of the Son of God, as the Jews did not, and so say the scriptures are more sure than revelation from heaven, so more sure than the Son of God, who is greater than all. The scripture was given forth by revelation, and none know it but by revelation. Principle, he said, Christ does not give to every man the light that leads to the Father, and there is not in every man that redeeming light which leads to the Father. And it is false to say, the light which John speaks of is a salvation light. He said, the light in every man is but the candle light of natural understanding, page 56. And the light which every man has is a low common benefit, and no drop of this immortal seed, pages 57, 58. Nor is the light which every man has his mediation. And I call the light which every man has natural, page 59. And the light which every man has teaches nothing of the way, truth, and life of Jesus Christ, page 60. And the light which is in every man is opposite to scriptures, page 61. This is the light which is in every man's conscience, which is but natural. And the apostle said he warns every man and teaches every man that he might present them perfect in Christ Jesus. But he said, the apostle did not warn every man. He did not level the saint's light with every man's, page 62. It is not meant that every man is enlightened, but the church. See page 63. Answer, I am the light of the world, who enlightens every man that comes into the world, said Christ the life. So the light which every man that comes into the world is enlightened with, will let them see the life which it comes from, will let them see their salvation, Christ Jesus, will let them see their mediator, will let them see the truth, for the light is truth, which comes from Christ the truth. And the light is Christ, the way, the truth, the life that enlightens every man that comes into the world. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him by whom the world was made, which light was before any natural lights were. The sun, moon, and stars are natural lights, and these were made by Christ the light, who enlightens every man. Men having a light from him by whom the world was made, by whom all things were created, who was before anything was created, this lets them see before any created light or natural light. This gives everyone the knowledge of life, lets everyone see the salvation to the ends of the earth, and lets everyone see the covenant of God. Those who love it and believe in it come to the life Christ, him from whom the light comes. The light is of the immortal seed of Christ Jesus, one with the saints' light. The saints believe in that the world hates and receive what the world hates. So it is the world's condemnation. It is the condemnation of those who hate it. So he was promised as a covenant to the Gentiles, as well as to the Jews, and so enlightens every man that comes into the world. According to John's testimony to the priests and Levites who came from Jerusalem to examine him. So the priests and professors now examine us in this age regarding the light which the Quakers are witnesses of and bear testimony to, which Paul warned every man and taught every man that he might present them perfect in Christ the light. So the light is one with the saints' light that condemns the unbelievers. The light every man that comes into the world is enlightened with, that through it he might believe, and who believe in it and receive it have the light of life, and they become the sons of God, and who hate it, it is their condemnation. And they are against scriptures, but the light is not against scriptures, but owns them. So the light is not as low as you esteem it, for it was before anything was made or created. As for the word Trinity, there is no scripture for it, but you do find it in the Episcopalian Common Prayer Book. The light in the converted shines out of darkness in their hearts and gives them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. The light in the unconverted shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Principle, he said, that the light without the scriptures is no light, page 64. And to call the light that enlightens every man the word of God is contradiction. And there was no light before the scriptures, which is now revealed in scripture, page 64. God is light, not the light in every man's conscience, page 68. And the best light that every man has is but created. Not one man in the world knows God till he find him in scripture, page 69. The Lord Christ, the eternal Son, the essential word of the Father, is more in scripture than in every man or any man, page 70. They who speak from the scripture, rightly understood, speak more from Christ than they who speak from the light within them. God is light. 1 John 1:5, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. While you have light, believe and depend on, trust and obey the light, that you may become the children of light. John 12:36. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, neither does he come to the light, for fear his deeds will be exposed and reproved. But he who practices truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be shown to have been produced, formed, and powered through God. John 3, 19-21. Answer. The light was before scripture was given forth. The light was before the created lights were, and makes manifest all created lights, for all created lights were created by it. All who ever had the scriptures are not in the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world. He who only has the scriptures knows neither the word of God, nor Father, nor Son, nor Christ, nor the Lord, nor scripture. The word and the Father and the Son and Christ, these are to be found in man. The Lord searches the heart and is not to be found in the letter, but the letter testifies of these things. Those who speak so much of Christ from the letter, which does not give life because it speaks of him, and are from the light within them, which comes from Christ, which enlightens every man, they speak as the devil does. The Pharisees preached a Christ to come and stood against the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world. They sent their priests and Levites to examine John, as they do now who are professors and priests. Many may have the scriptures, and yet are from the light and deny the light. The devil, who is out of the light, may bring scripture, and he does not have the light, which is light and is the word, which enlightens every man that comes into the world. So he is all, and in all and through all, God over all, blessed forever, who shall make every tongue to confess, and all to stand guilty before him that hate it, and say he is righteous. Christ is called the Word of God, who enlightens everyone that comes into the world. Many may have the scriptures, and yet never know God, till they come to the light which comes from the Son, who reveals him. Principle, he said, Christ saves by the declaration or by scripture, and makes the declaration saving. Answer. Christ is the Savior, and that the scripture declares of and speaks of, and many may have the scriptures and declaration and reject Christ, as the Jews did and all do, that deny the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world, the light that comes from their Savior, which is not scripture. A declaration in scripture saves no one, never has saved anyone, and never will save anyone. You are saved by grace of God through faith. To be saved, you must be freed from sin, you must see Jesus bring your salvation, you must see Jesus crush the head of Satan under your feet, you must see Jesus bring eternal life. Salvation must be experienced, not presumed. Those who presume to be saved will suffer a great shock at judgment when the Lord says, Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Matt 7:22-23 Principle. And to say, the light in every man gave forth scripture and will open scripture to us is palpable darkness and contradiction to scripture. Page 74. The light is Christ. The word is Christ. The Father, Word, and Holy Spirit are one. The Holy Spirit, or light, or Christ, will teach you all things, John 14:26. Does all things not include scriptures too? The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. John 16:13. Does not all truth include full understanding of all the scriptures, though it is not limited to the scriptures? Answer. All are in the utter darkness, and do not know not the scripture, until they come to the light that every man was in that gave forth scriptures. For the light lets them see to what they were spoken, and Christ the end of them. Principle, and to say every man's light is the sure word of prophecy, is an old fable, page 75. No man shall be able to spell out a syllable of the gospel, by all that is written in man's heart. And the universal light lays waste the free grace of God, so never was it every man's light, or free gift. And the light in every man's conscience is a bill of condemnation, discovers no salvation, page 76. And what Adam had before the fall was imperfect. And we heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mount. And so we have the more sure prophetic word, the word in your heart, to which you do well to pay attention, as to a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. 2 Peter 1:18-19. Note. The prophetic word is like a light that shines in a dark place, which you must pay attention to and obey. Hearken, heed. And if you do, then God causes a glorious star to appear, which is Christ, and which light will give you knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. At first we are all in darkness, but as we obey the prophetic word heard in our heart, the Lord changes us gradually, until the light appears, beginning as a flicker, increasing to be brighter than the sun, like a star that arises in your heart, which star is Jesus. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Rev 22:16. But the false prophets want to deny this clear reference to Christ the Word within, who, when heeded and obeyed, leads to a greater measure of Christ the light, so much light, it is like a bright star. They want to deny this as light and pretend the prophetic word is scripture. They even have said that the scripture is a more sure word than hearing the voice from heaven that Peter, James, and John heard, which voice said, "This is my beloved Son, listen to, believe, and obey him." Luke 9:34-35. Note, the voice of the Father did not say, "Study your scriptures, depend on scriptures, scriptures are sure." In the next two verses, Peter reassures us that the prophetic word we hear and must obey is that same prophetic word the holy men of God received from the Holy Spirit. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture ever comes about by the prophet's own imagination. For prophecy in old times did not come by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, and so the prophetic word that you hear also comes from the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:20-21, answer. The light that every man is enlightened with is Christ Jesus, the gift of God, the covenant of God, the way to the Father. That all through the light might believe in him who is the way to the Father, out of the state in the fall, the first Adam, who fell from what was perfect, and so became imperfect. And the light which every man that comes into the world is enlightened with, which shines in the darkness, will be his condemnation if he hates it, and a sure word of prophecy to him he shall find it, and will condemn him for all his faults. And it was found in their heart that gave forth scripture, which brought them to know God. He who goes from the light goes unto fables, and all you and the world are in fables. The light which every man is enlightened with that comes into the world does not lay waste the grace of God, but he who is in the light sees the covenant of grace and receives it. All who deny the light trample the new covenant under their feet. The light which every man is enlightened withal is the light of the gospel, which all men shall be judged according to, and it is it that discovers the Savior, which does condemn. Principle, he said, the light is an imperfect light, and it is mixed with darkness. And if the saints should say they have no sin, no darkness, they are more dark and sinful, page 78. And every man is in Christ while he has sin in him, page 79. And the light in every man is none of the six principles in the Hebrews, page 81. Answer. The saints witnessed that the darkness was past and the true light shined. They were not in the night. And the saints were made free from sin, and the night was over, and they were children of the day, not of the night. The light is perfect, which enlightens every man. All lights that were made by the light Christ Jesus, that was before anything was made. This is it that discovers them and shows them, and this is perfect. All out of it are in ignorance. Who is in Christ does not commit sin and is a new creature. Old things have passed away, including the old man and his deeds. In the light with which every man is enlightened, all the principles in the law, in the prophets, in the Hebrews, end, for it was before any words were spoken forth, glorified with the Father before the world began. Principle, he said, no man will ever be saved by his best obedience to the light which does enlighten. See page 85. Christ has satisfied and merited for a certain number of sinners their deliverance, page 87. Answer. No man is saved or does witness salvation, but who is in the light Christ Jesus enlightens him with. And they who are in the light are in obedience of faith and neglect not the gospel, nor the hearing the voice that speaks from heaven. But they who hate the light, neglect the gospel and him that speaks from heaven, and do not come into the obedience of faith, but are in their own works in the dark without light. Christ is the offering for the sin of the whole world, not for the sins of a people, but the seed Christ, the second Adam, overthrows all sins, is the offering for all the sins that were brought in by the first Adam, and reconciles to the Father, and is the restorer. And nothing shuts out but unbelief in the light, for Christ said, "Believe in the light." And so Christ is the offering for the sins of the whole world, and not for some only. Principle. He said, Christ the surety pays the elect's debt, page 103. Christ has paid the debt for all men, for the whole world. Therefore, no one is to be destroyed for their sins. But before we can live with him in heaven, he has to take our sins out of our heart, and we have to be shown what is in there, regret it, suffer the shame, and then receive the grace of his removal of the evil in our hearts. That is salvation, and until you have been freed of sin, until you have been raised with Christ as a totally new creature, you have not experienced salvation. Answer. Christ is the surety for all who dwell on the earth, that believe in him as he enlightens every man. God lays no charge of sin to the elect, for it is not possible that they should be deceived. The cause of all schisms into sects is that people are out of the light, and so out of unity, and do not see their Savior, the Redeemer, the substance of all types, figures, parables, the end of the law that goes upon the man of strife. So being out of the light, they are out of the unity, out of the covenant with God. In the light is the covenant of God. Principle. He said, the whole soul and body of saints, and every faculty of the soul and member of the body, there is some presence of sin in them all their days. Page 113. Answer. The saints are sanctified and washed and cleansed, body, soul, and spirit, and they are made free from sin, and then can live no longer therein, and the body of sin is put off. And they witnessed the darkness was past. So then the works of the true light shined, and the day was come, and they were of one soul. They witnessed that as he was, so were they in this present world. He who is in Christ is a new creature. Where Christ is within, the body is dead because of sin. He who is born of God does not commit sin. The saints were upon the earth when they were made free from sin, and did not have sin in them all their days, as you speak. Principle. He said, sin dwells in the saints. If any saint thinks otherwise, he does not know himself. And if he is one really sanctified, he is under a strong delusion and drowsy dream. Page 119. Anyone still sinning is not a saint. He may believe he is a saint from incorrectly reading scripture, or another may have told him he is a saint, but that does not make him a saint. A saint is a light, who lives in the light, who has fellowship with the Father and the Son, who sees the face of God, who does not sin, and who is protected from sinning again by the Father. Answer. He who is sanctified from sin, and washed and cleansed. And he who is out of this sanctification is in the drowsy dream. For they who are in sanctification are in Christ the righteousness of God, and are awakened to righteousness, out of the fall in the second Adam, and out of drowsiness and dreams, and delusions that come in the first Adam sin, and drowsy dreams and delusions dwell in those who pretend they are sanctified ones, and are not really because they are still slaves to sin. Principle, he said, it is a popish tenet that sanctification is wrought within men, and justification, or a believer's being justified from sin and ungodliness and not in it. But the mystery of iniquity lies in this qualification. Page 120. And they who are justified by their sanctification, it is a falsehood. And that none are justified but saints perfect in holiness is a notorious contradiction. Page 121. Answer. He who is the sanctification is the justification, and so by their sanctification are they justified. It is one and the same, what sanctifies justifies. Every man who comes into the world has a light that comes from Christ the sanctification, redemption, justification. But they who are not in the light are with the light condemned. Those who are in the light come into perfect holiness, and their sins are not imputed to them. But they who do not believe in the light, the spirit of truth that leads the believer into all truth, reproves them for their unbelief, and their righteousness, and their judgment, and so does not justify, but reproves them. The justification within a man roots out all popery and all contradiction. But to speak of justification and sanctification without, and not manifest within, you are yet in the first Adam, in the popery where you must have a purgatory to cleanse, and not in the righteousness of Christ, and sanctification and justification. So such are reproved that can talk of it without, sanctification without. There is the old Adam, in the sin and transgression. All falsehood is among those who can talk of justification without them, and not witness it within them. For they who witness Christ within them, witness justification there and sanctification, for Abraham believed, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. And his belief was within, and he saw Christ's glory. Those who believe come to witness the imputation, but those who come again to witness righteousness are nearer than when they did first believe, and to witness that they have received Christ within is the end of their belief. There they witness the righteousness itself without imputation, which is the substance, what the promise ends in, and all the fathers hoped for, who stood in the imputation, and all the believers in him. Christ being come, the end of man's belief, the righteousness itself, here is a justification alone, without the imputation, Christ the righteousness of God. Blessing and glory forever. And a believer that is justified is a new creature, is passed from the death which came by sin, and comes to enter into his rest, where there is no sin. And all the falsehood and contradiction are without the possession of justification and sanctification, which reprobates and unbelievers talk of in the mystery of iniquity, who have the sheep's clothing, the outside, the clothing of the saints, yet are ravened from the Spirit inwardly. These have not been likely to own justification within or sanctification there, that were inwardly ravened from the Spirit of God. And all must come to what they ravened from, and they themselves, before they feel the justification, sanctification, Christ within them, and have received the substance, the thing the Scripture speaks of. Not believing in the light and going from it, though they get all the sheep's clothing, all the good words, and the form of godliness, and obey not the gospel, the power of God, yet are they not thereby justified. For none obey the gospel, but who obey the light within. Those who are justified by the faith of Christ Jesus, and without faith they cannot please him. Who are in the faith are the believers in the light, and so justification and faith do change from the old nature and mind. You are justified by faith, you are saved by faith, and you are purified by faith. Now obviously you are not instantly purified by faith, neither are you justified or saved by faith at the beginning of faith. Faith is a journey of obedience that leads to more faith, which finishes when Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, brings salvation to those who have been obedient to him and whose hope has purified themselves as he is pure. We seek to justified by Christ, Gal 2:17. If believers have to seek to be justified, then obviously there is no instant justification by believing. Principle, he said, they are not justified because they are newborn, nor for their believing. Page 122. And I can say I am crucified with Christ, and yet I have a corrupt, rotten heart and an old lying heart, as before he said, and Christ lives in him, and there is a body of sin and death dwells in him. And the life that he now lives in the flesh is by the faith of the Son of God. Page 124. To say you are crucified with Christ, and still to be in your sins, is an imaginary, pretended crucifixion. There is no biblical statement of imputed crucifixion. You can say you are one with Christ and God, but if you are still in your sins, you are in a make-believe oneness. You can say you sit in heavenly places with Christ, but it is only pretense if you are still sinning. You can say you have been saved by grace, but if you are still sinning, you have not been saved, nor have you experienced grace bringing your salvation. To be saved is to be delivered from your sins. Answer: where Christ is within, the body is dead because of sin, and where the faith of the Son of God is lived in, it gives victory over sin. The life of Christ is out of Adam in the fall, in sin and transgression. The circumcision comes to be witnessed that puts off the body of sin. Where the life of Christ is lived in, the new covenant is there, the new heart, and the rotten, corrupt, and lying is put off, the old man and his deeds with his deceitful lusts. He who believes is born of God, is justified, and he comes into the faith by which he pleases God. And he who does not believe is out of the faith, and it is impossible he should please God, and is out of what should justify him. The beginning of belief does not result in being born of God, because if you are born of God, you do not sin. Belief that is obedient to commands heard will eventually result in victory over sin and the new birth, but that is not instant with the beginning of belief. Principle, he said, Christ's works in us are not to be joined with our faith in Christ's works, for that brings into the wilderness. Page 131. And to say that men are justified no farther than they are sanctified is to deny Protestant doctrine. Answer: men are justified by the believing, and in the faith and by the faith, and in believing they overcome and have victory. And there are mortification and sanctification and redemption and justification, all possessed together in the one, which is Christ, and this to the particular satisfaction. All Protestants or whatsoever who have a supposed justification or sanctification, while they are in the unmortified state, unsanctified, they are out of the faith that purifies, out of the belief of him that is born of God, who is passed from death to life, and so are out of the substance that justifies, and are without Christ, and so are reprobates. But where Christ is within, there is justification, sanctification, and redemption. These are those who blaspheme the tabernacle of God, and those who dwell in heaven, who call good evil and evil good, and lead into snares, and into the wilderness that go about to confound the justification. But they split themselves upon the rock that deny the light. Christ is the offering for the sin of the whole world, who enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all men might believe in him, the offering, and they are justified in him from all things which the law could not do. Here is the covenant of God to the Jews and Gentiles, the light of the Gentiles, the glory of Israel, the new covenant to the Jews, the law in the heart and in the mind, by which people should not need to say, "Know the Lord," for all should know him from the least to the greatest, the salvation to the ends of the earth, where the way of redemption is the way for the ransom to walk in which the fools shall not err, in which way there is no wilderness nor slippery places. But the path of life, the way of the just and of holiness, and the way of sanctification, and the way of redemption and justification. Principle, he said, Christ was a sinner by imputation, page 132. Here is a supposed minister of Christ trying to lower Jesus to the status of a sinner in order to help justify his preaching of sin's impenetrable lock on all men, excusing himself from sin. They will stop at nothing in justifying themselves. Answer. The scripture has no such words, but that he knew no sin, no guile was found in his mouth. A lamb without spot or blemish, though it pleased the Father to lay the iniquity upon him, by his stripes we are healed. By the one offering, he perfected forever those who are sanctified, made himself an offering for the sins of the whole world. Who breaks down the partition wall between Jews and Gentiles, slays the enmity among men, reconciles in one unto the Father by his body. His death upon the cross of his body are all the professors, Protestants, and Papists upon the earth, ignorant of this seed that breaks the enmity. Therefore are all in the enmity one among another, having sheep's clothing, but the sheep in you is not put forth. But the wolf is ravening abroad against the sheep, tearing them where the seed is risen. Principle, he who throws off imputed righteousness may go shift for his justification where he can get it. And Christ shall profit him nothing, though he is in faith or love and self-denial, page 133. And it is not the work of Christ in us that justifies and reconciles our persons. I can detect this for an error, that Christ's works in us is what justifies our persons before God, page 134. Answer. Christ works in us faith and is the author of it, and by faith is everyone justified in the blood of the seed, the flesh of Christ, the Lord from heaven, shed for the sins of the whole world. This faith is in the blood of the seed, not of the first Adam nor the beasts, but the blood of the seed Christ, the precious blood which is the life of saints, and his flesh which is the food of saints, which whoever eats and drinks has life in the Son of God and lives in him as he lives in the Father. And this is wrought within, and no one knows it, but as it is wrought within by the faith in the blood of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, the great sacrifice for the sin of the whole world, that overthrew death and hell, bruised the serpent's head, devil, and sin, the sacrifice for the whole world, the blood shed upon the cross for the sins of the whole world. The blood of the seed, which is the life that cleanses, and this blood is felt within, for it purges the conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And here is the great mystery of God, and the wisdom of God, which covers all the wisdom of the earth, the knowledge and wisdom of the understanding ones of the earth. The seed and the blood of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, which sacrificed and offered up the body prepared, who fulfilled all types, figures, offerings, ends them and all other bloods, whom death and the grave could not hold, dead, raised again, set at the right hand of God, manifest in the saints, and in the midst of his church singing praise, was dead and is alive and lives forevermore, manifest in the saints. He who has him has life, and he who has not him has not life. They who witness Christ within, witness the end of imputation, they witness the thing itself, the end of their belief, and they possess the sanctification, and such come to know faith and love. Those as may have all the scriptures, and preach of justification and sanctification without them, and not within them, are as the Jews, are as the witches and reprobates. Those are reprobate who do not witness Christ within them, or sanctification there, or justification there, and so do not witness faith and love, nor the faith that works by love. And they are in the error and shifts you talks of, and are Babylonish, and none come to witness the reconciliation, but who witness Christ within. So these are out of justification and sanctification. If he is not within, they cannot witness reconciliation. If they are not believers in the light of Christ, they cannot witness justification, but condemnation. But in the light in Christ, Christ received in them, justification, sanctification, and reconciliation are received, Christ Jesus the light, what reconciles to the Father. Continue to next rebuttals. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.